presented by B Matters, with host Jacqueline Peterson and Dr. Haley Estrom.
Feeding does matter.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first podcast of Feeding Does Matter for 2026. I'm Jacqueline Peterson, CEO of Feeding Matters, and today you just have me because I wanted to jump on here as our first podcast and give everybody a preview of all of the exciting things to come in 2026, because 2026 is Feeding Matters' 20th anniversary. Excited to share with everybody all of what's ahead for this coming year. It's going to be very meaningful. There is a lot happening, a lot of new initiatives, deepening our community work and major convenings, but also a year to reflect and to honor all of the things that we've done so far and where we need to be going. So let's jump into it. One of the biggest things that we've got every year is our International PFD Conference. It will be in February. And while last year we were in person, this year we will be virtual, all virtual for our International PFD Conference. The 2026 conference theme is Feeding Development, where systems, skills, and stories connect. And it really reflects what we're hearing across the field, that feeding development doesn't just live in one discipline. It needs to be its own domain in early childhood, and that outcomes aren't just medical, feeding skill, behavioral, like that we need to be looking at these all together, and we need to be monitoring how children are developing and being able to intervene early so that we can make the most of their development. And so just to give everybody some specific dates for the conference, the live virtual conference will run Wednesday, February 25th through Friday, February 27th. That's 2026 this year. And then the on-demand access will be March 9th through April 30th, 2026. And we do have continuing education credits. So please check out our website if you've got questions about continuing education. I know we've got the most hours, credit hours we've ever had. So really exciting. You get a lot for your money in that regard. This allows us to really gather everybody together, our global community, and meet each other virtually. And that way we can get really great content and also be able to be with each other. Now, even though we aren't going to be in person, one of the very exciting things that we're doing this year, because we are able to, because we have such amazing community councils, is we are leveraging our Shannon Goldwater Summit for Change, which is kind of the pre-conference event that kicks off the conference. This year's summit theme is Beyond the Growth Chart, to really ask the harder questions about what does meaningful growth actually look like? How are we moving past some of the measures that we're used to in terms of weight, percentiles, and the different check boxes we're used to, and how can we center quality of life and confidence and family well-being. What's exciting about the Summit for Change this year is that our community councils are going to be doing in-person watch parties for the summit and then doing a part two where they dive deeper and figure out what do we need to be doing in our local area. So they're in-person gatherings of families, healthcare professionals, other community members and advocates, and a guided discussion really focused on local solutions and advocacy efforts. So far this year's confirmed locations include Phoenix, Arizona, Orange, California, Plano, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Seattle, Washington, and Cleveland, Ohio. So a huge, huge, huge shout out and thank you to all of our community councils. You are doing amazing in terms of really being able to spread awareness on the ground and get these councils up and running and tackling big projects, awareness initiatives, outreach initiatives, and even events like this. So super, super excited. And what I love most about that is for years, I think we've even shared about it on this podcast, we've struggled with like, how do we bring this to everybody? We're a small team. We try to do a lot, but we know that we can't get into every community. And so how can we, turn the national conversation and national ideas into what does it mean here in this local community? What does this local community need? Because every community has something different that they may need. So the conference is super exciting. I hope you all will join us for that. Then I wanted to share a little bit about our It's Not Picky Eating website. So a while back, we launched itsnotpickyeating.org to really help people understand that we get a lot of content out there about picky eating, and some of it is helpful in terms of like, the typical feeding development, there may be a picky period, but some of it may be harmful in the sense that it may dismiss issues longer than when they do need some intervention. And so we developed It's Not Picky Eating as an initiative to really work on getting outside of, even before you get to a diagnostic conversation around PFD or ARFID, what can we be looking at? And we know that this is not picky eating. And so another major focus this year is really building out that website, making that website very family friendly so that parents, caregivers, anyone who has questions and is worried that their child might be a picky eater can go to that site and use the questionnaire, use Feeding Matters resources, but knowing that it's not picky eating. So really trying to make it simplified, because we've heard feedback, while we have great information on our website, it can be really overwhelming and confusing. So we're trying to make it a little bit easier for especially first-time parents and caregivers who are trying to find us. So very excited about that. Then we also will be throughout the year continuing our publication work, and that often happens behind the scenes, and it takes a lot to get something published. And so we've shared about our consortium meeting priorities on this podcast, and so we are continuing to work on submitting that for publication, doing revisions as they ask for them, and some of that stuff. It's really not as flashy, and it takes a long time to get something published, so it's really important to us when something does get published. A lot of the papers that we've been a part of have been seminal publications, but then there's also publications that we've been a part of that just continue to move the field forward. And that's always what we're focused on, is how can we continue to create that foundation to further the system at large. And so those are our publications. We've got that. And then some of our other consensus work that we'll continue to be working on in terms of publications or being open to other things that are out there. I know our consortium is very excited to share early in this year an openness to any researchers who are out there who want to be able to work with the consortium in their research project. So very excited about that. All right, the next thing that I have for everybody is talking about a few different pieces of Feeding Matters that are ongoing, but important nonetheless. And so this year will be also very important. So our awareness month is May, PFD and ARFID Awareness Month. We had a huge number of governors declare May PFD and ARFID Awareness Month last year. And so we'll be hoping to do the same this year. If you are interested in getting involved in that, please reach out to us. The goal of that month will be to make sure we're sharing simple, accurate language, helping people understand the overlap and the distinctions and how to really get support for their family if this is something they're facing, and whether that be a family with a child with PFD or even a family of one. And you're an adult that, you may have struggled with this early on, or you may be realizing in your adult life you want some support. And so we'll be hoping to leverage the month to really raise the public profile of both PFD and ARFID and what feeding disorders and differences do and what they look like for families, so that everybody can have a better understanding and families and individuals aren't feeling like they're in the dark when they're going through this. So that's May. And then our Feeding Alliance for our 20th anniversary will definitely be hard at work this year. They've got so many different goals that they are focused on, really deepening the community work, as we talked about with the community councils. There are more learning lounges that we will be doing this year. That's something that we tested last year that you all seem to like, and we'd love feedback on that, of course. And we've got some new committees and task forces that have been launched this year. So we have a medical education task force that's looking at how feeding is taught in medical schools, really leaning into, can we get ahead of this? Can we help people change mindsets about feeding development to better earlier identify feeding disorders and differences? And then we have an ARFID resources committee that we launched, and this is focused on building ARFID-specific tools. And that is really, like, we know that we've got a slew of resources for PFD. We know that we've started to develop some resources for PFD and ARFID. But if you had your PFD journey and now you're facing ARFID, or you're an adult that's facing ARFID and you just want that specific resource, that's what we're going to be hoping to provide you with. We know that it's certainly needed in the field, and we hope to be able to meet that need this year, or at least work towards it. A lot of our initiatives are multi-year. And then we will see the continuing ongoing work from our Family Advisory Council, our Person and Family Centered Feeding Research Consortium, our Physician Outreach Project, which is working on looking at early identification at the pediatrician level, and then Feeding and Eating Psychology Summit. And so that's all where collaboration really comes to life. And you know, the Feeding Alliance is run by so many of you, and you all bring such fresh and innovative ideas and are able to share those and work with others to make real change happen. And we hope to just be the conduit and the facilitators of that change to make sure you're getting what you want, because you all are on the front lines. And whether that's being a family member who is working through this every single day, or a professional who is showing up for your families every day, you know what this system needs, and we want to help you do that. So thank you, all of our Feeding Alliance members. And while I mentioned the Feeding and Psychology Summit committee, because that will continue to be the committee, just as Conference Committee has the committee and Shannon Goldwater Summit for Change has the committee, in August, we will have our Feeding and Eating Psychology Summit. And that'll be really focused on psychology interventions and really broadening what does that look like across the lifespan, so that we can better support what is needed for children with PFD and ARFID and the overlap, and as you get even into adulthood too. And then we will continue to support our families through our family support programs, and those serve as a steady foundation in the heartbeat of our organization. That looks like our family assistance program, which provides scholarships to families who are facing this. And we know that insurance does not cover everything, and there's so many pieces that are even outside of medical financial pieces. And so that's what that program hopes to help with. And then we do support groups, Power of Two coaching. We have an empowerment cohort that we will be working through throughout the year. We piloted it last year and working on deploying it with some partners this year to support families that are on wait lists and are looking at that next level of care, or have been told they need that next level of care. And so that is our family support programs. If you yourself are looking for support this year, please know you can reach out to us at any time over social media, over email. You can call us. We are here for you. There are so many resources. It can be hard to figure out how to navigate forward when you're overwhelmed with who do you listen to. And we don't want to be another voice that confuses you. We just want to sit there beside you and talk it through and help you get to the decisions that you need, because we know that this is overwhelming and it's also a really long journey. So know that we're here for you in any part of that journey. And then if you're a professional out there, please know to share Feeding Matters with your families and allow them to leverage our support resources. And so as I kind of come to a close for this first podcast of 2026, I am so thrilled to talk about our 20th anniversary and some of the things that we're doing. So not only this year will we be sharing all of the different things that have happened over the last 20 years, it's been both a long 20 years and then also a super fast 20 years. So this year we'll be focused on that and holding on to something big in terms of celebrating all of the successes, acknowledging that we still have so much to do, but knowing that we are confident that we can do it together because of all of you in our community that are helping us do this. And so this year we celebrate 20 years of families raising their hands, saying this isn't just picky eating, professionals pushing for better systems, and a community that refuses to let feeding differences stay invisible. And that is truly the work of Feeding Matters, but that's truly the work of all of you out there. You are our work. You are our heartbeat. And so we will be sharing content. We'll be taking down like walks down memory lane this year. So please follow along with us and celebrate with us. And then it'll culminate in our anniversary week, which will be happening October 8th through the 10th, kind of that the end of that week. And we'll be celebrating that anniversary week on Thursday, October 8th, a night of idea sharing. And then October 9th, we will have a golf tournament as well as a family play date. In October 10th, we will have our Feed the Cause signature event. This year, it will be a gala because we will be celebrating 20 years. And so if you are able to come join us in Phoenix, Arizona for this celebration week during October for our 20th anniversary, and know that this isn't a celebration of where we've been. It's a recommitment to where we're going. So we are doing this to acknowledge that there has been so much that has happened. There has been a labor of love from our founder and our visionary, Shannon Goldwater, to our previous CEO, Chris Lynn, to our huge amount of medical professional council members who did labors of love to really get our stuff done, to the PFD consensus authors and Dr. Godet and leading that paper, to all the things that happened after that too. And so because it's 20 years, we have a lot to celebrate. And so even if you can't join us in Arizona in October, please celebrate with us this year. It is a moment to celebrate, and we want to be able to acknowledge this. And we always encourage our families to celebrate the milestones along the way. And this is a milestone for us. So yeah, I just thank you so much for being a part of this community. It means a lot. And I hope that we are continuously supporting you and your journey, whether you're a professional, a parent, a caregiver, an adult who is struggling, know that we're here for you and we're going to do this all together. And it's going to be an amazing 2026. Feeding Matters is celebrating 20 years and 20 years of impact. I will see you next week. Happy 2026.